Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts to the heavens, to gaze upon the wisdom of God, to absorb the beautiful truth that he gives us through the church. But anyway, it's about the wisdom of the saints, folks. That's what we're doing here. Okay. So today we're continuing on a series. What's the series number, Jordan? 13. On spiritual warfare and the discernment of spirits. And we're now jumping into the rules of discernment from St. Ignatius. St. Ignatius was a demon slayer.
Yeah?
Is that a band name, Jordan?
Oh.
Demon Hunter was a band name? Okay. So St. Ignatius was a demon slayer. The guy just, this wonderful saint, really had deep wisdom on how to discern the difference between the Lord's voice, the voice of our own voices, the voice of the enemy, the influence of the enemy. So really it's become more popular in our time because of Father Timothy Gallagher's amazing work and Father William Watson's amazing work. But we're trying to make it even more popular with this very accessible book that I just wrote on the topic.
Right.
And we're jumping into rule number 5.
Okay.
So, before we jump into rule number 5, though, I want to quiz. I'm going to quiz you. You ready for a quiz?
Okay. Let's hope I pass.
I didn't tell her I was going to do this before the show, just to give her an out in case she doesn't know it. But I guarantee you she knows the answers.
Okay.
Let's see. What are the sources of consolation and desolation, or the influences of the good spirits and the bad spirits? What are the three sources?
The sources are the good spirits.
Yeah.
Consolation.
Yeah.
The bad spirits.
Yeah.
Desolation.
Yeah.
The other word is the enemy or Satan. Or ourselves.
Exactly. Very good. Pass. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Second quiz is, what is the process of discernment of spirits?
There's an acronym for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you made that up.
Father Rick Hartley, God rest his soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God bless him.
Yeah. Wonderful priest.
He
died an Episcopalian priest, and now he's a Catholic priest because he was going to fly to meet me to talk about converting.
Right.
So I have no doubt he converted, but just in a way a little different.
And never woke up.
Right.
Yeah. God bless him. Beautiful man. So the acronym that he gave us was B.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Right.
U. Mm-hmm. Understand.
Uh-huh.
And T, take action. So
right.
B-U-T.
Not T-T, just B-U-T.
Yeah.
Right.
Only a guy would say that.
Well, I'm just trying to clean it up. There were guys out there thinking that, and I had to fix it.
Only if they're 7-year-old adolescents.
Okay. All right. No, he wasn't thinking
middle school adolescents.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. Be aware.
Uh-huh.
Understand. Take action.
Okay.
So you have to be aware of your thoughts, right?
Yeah.
You have to take captive your thoughts.
Be aware of the enemy.
You have to understand what's happening to you.
Yeah.
And then you have to take action.
So, what are the two actions that people can take?
Well, you can either accept what's happening or you can reject it. You can accept those thoughts or you can resist them.
When I use the accept, I like to say embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because if you're going to embrace them, they're going to be from the good spirits or even from the goodness that God has designed in you.
Right.
And if you're going to reject them, they're going to be from the bad spirits.
Right.
Yep. Very good. So that's the sources and the process.
Right.
Now we're going to jump into one of the rules St. Ignatius reveals. And this is the thing. Everyone needs to listen to this. So this Lord of the Rings, right? Is it Galadriel? Is it the elf queen? Is that the thing? I'm not a big, I don't know.
I don't know what her name is. But I can see her in my head.
But she gives Frodo this little vial, and she says to him, "This is a light for when all other lights go out."
Right.
Father Gallagher, when he's teaching through this, applied that to this rule, rule number five is a light for when all other lights go out. So why don't you read it? It's a brief rule. Why don't you read it?
Really important. So pay very close attention.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rule number five.
Pull over if you're driving.
What is the most important decision I can make when in desolation?
What is the most important decision I can make when in desolation?
Okay, so when all the lights go out,
right,
you're feeling doubt, despair, and narcissism, and the world is caving in.
Yeah.
In times of desolation, never make a change.
Mm-hmm.
But be firm and constant in the proposals and determinations in which one was the day preceding such desolation, or in the determination in which one was in the preceding consolation. Because, as in consolation, the good spirit guides and counsels us more, so in desolation, the bad spirit, with whose counsels we cannot find a way to the right decision.
There you go. So now, his wording is a little rough.
It is really rough. I don't know if that's a translation going, I'm not sure anybody understood what I just said.
But that's why we're doing the show.
Right.
And that's why there's a book.
Right.
Okay.
To help us to unpack it and understand, make it acceptable.
Right.
Accessible.
So in a nutshell, rule number five is, when in desolation, don't change commitments that you made, spiritual commitments, when you were in consolation.
Yeah. And I would even say life decisions.
Yeah, sure.
I think it depends. It's everything.
If you're going to make big decisions, don't be in desolation.
Right. You don't want to be there.
Now, real quickly, this rule reveals why that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that we're in desolation that we shouldn't make big decisions or changes to the commitments we made prior?
Well, because when we're in desolation, then the voice of the enemy is very, very loud, and the voice of God is very, very faint.
You so get an A+.
There you go.
That was been another quiz question.
Right.
So we can say it again. When you're in desolation, the voice of the enemy is really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep.
You're in doubt. You're in despair. You're narcissism.
Yeah. Pressing down upon you.
Right. Everything's bad.
Afflicting
Everything's
you.
Urgent.
Yes.
Yes. Everything's urgent. You must make a decision.
You're anxious.
You must fix this.
Yeah.
It's all up to you.
Do you like that? It's the first time I ever growled on the show.
Well, okay. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Total despair.
When you're in consolation, though.
Right.
Now we can think of really happy background music. I won't play any, but.
Please don't.
Okay. Why is it that you can make a change when you're in consolation?
Because you're in peace and God's voice is very loud.
And the enemy's voice is faint.
Very small.
Right.
So then you can have peace in making the decision.
Yeah.
So the key is to wait till the desolation passes.
Right.
And to remember that it will pass.
And that's
desolation
another rule.
Desolation doesn't last forever. We have to wait on the Lord. We resist it. We pray.
Yeah.
And it will pass, and then we can make a clear-headed decision.
All right. This is Dan and Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest, talking about the wisdom of the demon slayer, St. Ignatius of Loyola, regarding how and when we make decisions. Now, let me give you an example, okay? So I was on a radio show with a bishop the other day, and I used this because we have an event in his diocese, but they forgot to mention it. So I said, so let's just assume, I'll even tell you which one it was. Let's just assume, Bishop, that folks were coming to my mini retreat on February 1st at Hastings, Nebraska, in St. Michael Catholic Church. And he thought that was quite amusing. And my mini retreat's on prayer, and somebody listens and gets all excited and says, you know what? I'm going to begin to practice mental prayer because I don't want to go to hell. Mm-hmm. And they're all excited about it. They have some clarity on exactly how to do it because they went to the retreat. They go home. They get up the next morning. What happens to every living soul who's made that new commitment?
Right.
Do you know what happens?
They start to have doubt.
Right.
Sadness or some sort of, barrier. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should really stay in bed. You're too tired.
Right.
You can start a different day.
Wait, where's that voice come from?
You can't do this.
Right.
What were you thinking when you made this commitment?
Are you serious? It's 6:15.
A.M. Go back to bed.
Right.
It's cold out there.
It's cold and your body's going, listen to him.
Right.
That's smart. your body and the devil, your lower nature and the devil begin to agree and talk back and forth,
right,
to convince you
to stay in bed and not to get up and fulfill the commitment that you've made.
And even so far as sleep, you know, go to sleep. You need to sleep, you know. Right. And so then you hit the snooze button and you wake up in hell.
That's not true.
You might. It might be true. So anyway, that's what happened. So you made a commitment while in consolation at the event the prior day. Mm-hmm. You get up and the alarm goes off 15 minutes early because that's the commitment you made. The flesh and the devil begin to press in on you. Mm-hmm. The devil uses your flesh, you know, and reminds you of how good it feels in the bed. You live in Minnesota, so it's really cold, or Canada, or someplace where people shouldn't live. And because it's so cold, well, actually, Western Canada is not too bad. But anyway, so when you're in desolation, the toughest part is that what you should do in that moment is you should keep the commitment that you made and get up. The hardest part, though, is in the moment, and I'm being very serious now, the hardest part is in the moment, you will feel powerless. It's mm-hmm. it's quite extraordinary how it feels sometimes, desolation. Mm-hmm. But when you begin, this is early on when you first learn to fight. I haven't felt that way in a long time. But when you begin to fight, you'll feel like you cannot fight. Mm-hmm. But the second you say yes to God, you're suddenly empowered to move. It's like you were mm-hmm. frozen, mm-hmm. stiff, mm-hmm. but in your heart and mind, you say yes, the block of ice melts away, you can act in freedom.
Right.
Have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me.
No. It's a rule for a reason.
Right. Very good. Well, we covered that. That's rule number five. It's pretty important.
Yep.
Usually it's a whole lecture, but we're a radio show, so we got to be a little more brief.
Right. So just as a recap,
you know,
if you're hearing the voice of the enemy, doubt, despair, and narcissism, and the world's caving in, don't make any decisions. Don't break any of your prior commitments. And pray, wait on the Lord, resist the enemy. It will pass. Be at peace. And then wait to make a decision when you're in consolation and in peace.
Amen. So next episodes
coming
up, we will continue to talk about how to fight the enemy as he attacks us from various different angles and perspectives and specific strategies. In the meantime, pick up the book anywhere where good books are sold. Of course, EWTN's Religious Catalog, Sophia Institute Press. Very important. Did you hear me?
Yes.
One of the best publishers on the planet, Sophia mm-hmm. Institute Press. And anyplace else, and read it. In the back of the book, there's a link to a free course. All of these videos from our shows, the actual mm-hmm. videos will be in that free course, so you can listen to it over and over and take notes and all that good stuff. So,
or head out to avila-institute.com and take one of your courses on discernment of spirit.
Discernment of spirit, exactly.
Yeah, great.
All right.
Okay, until next time. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See you next time.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.